The Spoils of War art exhibition is currently on view in the Gallery of the Art of the Western World at the Indiana University Art Museum. The program aids to educate visitors about the use of art in Nazi Germany, both in their propaganda and in their looting of cultural and private property. It also ties in with IU's Themester 2011, Making War, Making Peace. Andy Corrigan stopped by the gallery to speak with Jenny McComas, curator of Western art after 1800.
Jenny McComas has been in charge of the Indiana University Art Museum's Nazi-era provenance research since 2004 to make sure the museum never inadvertently acquired a piece that may have been looted during World War II. In the process of her research, she uncovered interesting stories and histories of a number of works in the museum's collection.
This isn't the type of information that you usually read on a label. The stories really give a new angle to the works, and it's a reminder that these works haven't always hung on the walls of our museum, or a museum at all.
Well, show me a couple pieces and talk me through the stories of a couple pieces.
Okay, well, let's actually go to the other side of the gallery in that case.
The 12 paintings and sculptures in the Spoils of War exhibition are interspersed with other paintings in the gallery. Some of the featured pieces weren't even moved, while others had never been on display until now. McCombs explains that to properly tell the story of art in Nazi Germany, she arranged the works according to the chronology of the events of the Third Reich, not art history.
So this is a painting called Nudes and Eunuch, Keeper of the Harem, from 1912 by Emil Nolde, an oil on canvas. This is a German expressionist painting. In 1925, it was acquired by a museum in Germany. In 1937, it was then removed from the museum by the Nazi government, and it was placed in an exhibition called the Degenerate Art Exhibition.
This painting depicts non-Western figures, which is probably why, McComas speculates, it ended up in an exhibition designed to show how German culture, in general, had degenerated.
And all the works in the exhibition were drawn from the state-run museums of Germany. So, you know, in this way, the Nazi government could theoretically justify themselves, say, well, this wasn't looting. We already owned this work. We're just taking it out of our own museums.
Almost 20,000 works were removed from German museums in 1937 and 1938. About 600 of them ended up in the Degenerate Art Exhibition, which opened in Munich in 1937. Then a smaller version of the show traveled to other cities in Germany. Many of the works were then sold for ridiculously small prices. Nolde's painting was purchased by his brother-in-law for only $200. It ended up at the Indiana University Museum in 1976.
So,
which one are we going to talk about next over here?
So this is a painting. I'm not sure that we've ever had it on view before, but we acquired this painting in 1981. It was a donation from a retired chemistry professor and his wife, Felix Horowitz. This is a painting by a German 19th century artist named Franz von Lenbach. It's a portrait of a lady from 1895. We don't know the identity of the woman in this portrait, but I suspect that she perhaps didn't like the painting that much, because in 1901, it was already up for sale at a Munich art gallery. And at that point, it was purchased by the Horowitz family. And in 1939, the Horowitzes were fortunate to be able to escape Prague, but they couldn't bring their painting with them. Now, what they did, I think that they were probably aware that a painting like this by a 19th century German artist might be the kind of work that the Nazis were interested in looting. Well, this family decided that they would hide this painting.
They asked some friends to hide the painting for them throughout the war. After the war, the Horowitzes didn't return to Prague, but instead came to Bloomington, where Felix began teaching chemistry. It wasn't until about 1968 when the Horowitzes were able to return to Prague briefly. They worked with the authorities to bring the painting back to the U.S.
This is the kind of work that Hitler would have liked, if not for his own collection, you know, perhaps another of the Nazi art collectors, and most of the Nazi elite were art collectors. It was just what you did. You know, it easily could have ended up in one of their collections, been lost forever.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see a picture of Emile Nolde's painting on our website, wfiu.org/arts, and read the story of another work represented in the Spoils of War exhibition that was unknowingly purchased by Herman B. Wells and donated to the IU Art Museum in 1985. In 2004, it was returned to the German Museum, from which it was looted back in 1945.